Mary Lou Sutter's left a teaching position at Boston College's Graduate School of Social Work to join Governor Charlie Baker's cabinet in January. The professionally trained social worker oversees the state's largest executive agency, accounting for $19.4 billion of a $36 billion state budget. Sutter's took over as Health and Human Services Secretary less than 1 year after the March 2014 closure of North Adams Regional Hospital. During that time, Pittsfield-based Berkshire Health Systems purchased the site, where it operates a satellite emergency center but no inpatient services. Sutter says she doesn't know what the final story will be for the potential return of a full-service hospital, still the goal for a number of advocates and residents of North Adams.
It did exist at one time, so I don't want to say no, but I think we have to really sit down and understand what the needs of the community are, and how can we ensure healthcare access from urgent care up to and including inpatient services.
Sutter's also addressed last year's collapse of the state's online health insurance marketplace known as the Connector. Sutter now chairs the Connector's board because she says the state's Medicaid program, MassHealth, and the Connector are completely intertwined. She says the state was too focused on getting the website out the door because of Massachusetts' groundbreaking 2006 health insurance law.
The infrastructure of MassHealth was ignored. And so we put all our resources into the Connector, and yet MassHealth is like the big engine that has to keep on going, and we had a complete tilt in the system. And so by my chairing that board, I feel like I'm like the fulcrum of, like, you know, the seesaw, is to ensure that both parts are moving together so that the almost 2 million people who rely on MassHealth or the Connector get their health insurance.
A report in the Republican newspaper says enrolling people in temporary Medicaid coverage because of the failure cost $658 million, half of which is expected to be covered by the federal government. The report says Massachusetts also spent $281 million on the exchange websites, above the projected $174 million. The U.S. Attorney's Office has subpoenaed documents relating to the Health Connector, according to the newspaper. A state audit released earlier this week found MassHealth may have squandered $500 million through unnecessary payments or missed savings opportunities from 2009 to 2014. Sutter's questions whether the amount is that high, but says there is truth to the report, which will bring changes.
We have started that path of a sustainable MassHealth program, and please do not interpret that as she's going to cut benefits in order to save money. I'm a social worker. I did not come back to Commonwealth of Massachusetts to slice and dice our way out of budget issues. But we have to have a sustainable MassHealth program because of, for all those other things that we know are so important for people's health and human services. And the more that the MassHealth budget grows, like double-digit increases every year, the less there is for those all those other really important human and health care needs.
Sutter's also stands by the state's decision to hit the reset button and start a rolling application process for issuing medical marijuana dispensary licenses legalized by voters in 2012. The Northern Berkshire Community Coalition annual meeting was the final one for Executive Director Al Beshefkin, who is leaving after 29 years.
And I want to thank all of you for the opportunity to serve this community as the leader of the Northern Berkshire Community Coalition. With your support, this organization will thrive and it's going to flourish for its next 29 years.
Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Jim Lavoulis.